Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're taking your phone calls right now. I have a special guest joining us, and I'll continue with your phone calls if you can hold. I really appreciate everybody loading the phones up, but it's a catch-22. Amy in New York says two family members took vax, both have cancer now. Yeah, like Roger Stone's wife and so many others. They even say, oh, you might get cancer, but it's no big deal. Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that, Amy. Tell us what's happened up there in New York.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I actually know three people. Two of them are family members. They're both women under the age of 45, both have young children. Obviously, I'm not a scientist or a doctor. I couldn't say that I definitely know, but I'm pretty intuitive, and I just have that feeling like there's no such thing as coincidence, and I feel like that's why they try to teach us that 2 plus 2 equals 5. They don't want us to make tons of things, but I'm not stupid. I know for a fact that there's no such thing as coincidence, and...
Well, ma'am, I mean, they admit that it's causing lymphomic cancer, lung cancer, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, all sorts of other stuff. I mean, they say it actually may trigger it. That's a side effect. So what type of cancers did they get?
So my sister-in-law, she had blood work back in February, and everything was fine. And between then, got both jabs, and now has stage 4 it metastasized to her liver. They're not even 100% sure really where it all originated. Mm. My cousin, she just got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I was listening to your show.
Yep, lymph nodes. That's the main ones, the lymph nodes, yep.
Yeah, I was listening to your show the other day, and forgive me for not knowing the doctor's name, but when she was speaking, I just had that feeling like this is what happened. Like, I just knew. And I know that no doctor is going to say that. I've talked to some nurses. They think they're doing the right thing, so I can't even knock anybody.
Because... And see, they won't admit as the cancer triples that they did it, because they won't admit they're heroes. So they and of course, they'll get the shots and die too. I mean, they just can't help themselves.
Right, but because this is so, like, you know, the mainstream media is what people see first, and have the people, you know, they don't even have time to fully listen to a show like yours. So they don't really get the message. Plus, you know, your name's been smeared for at least the last 10 years that I've heard your name.
Well, Amy, I'm just glad you told to tell your testimony, and hopefully people will take this show today and share it and share this clip and save some lives. So keep warning people, and God bless you, and I'm sorry for your friend's troubles. Yeah, these people are monsters. Let's talk to Caleb in Texas, has an ivermectin story. Caleb, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I called in about basically saving my aunt from the healthcare system with ivermectin. I had to drive 2 states to do it. But, brother, while I was on hold, I got inspired by something. I just got to share it now and pray that it reaches a few people. Under Bush Sr. was bad, Clinton was bad, Bush Jr. was bad, but it was particularly under Obama that we saw the new tactic of the cascade of scandals. Nothing ever gets done about one scandal because they just roll into the next one. And we've got to pick our hill to stand on until we see justice. And I think that hill is the ivermectin and COVID. If you go to the National Institute of Health website, NIH.gov, they have a search bar. In that search bar, type in ivermectin, COVID, and you get paper after paper after paper of how ridiculously safe and how ridiculously effective ivermectin is.
And then the very same institution lies and says it isn't because they want high death rates because they're a bunch of ghouls. And I meant to start the show with what you just said today. The forced inoculations and the medical tyranny is everything. They want to distract us with all the other scandals. This is the big one. This is what they're rolling out, their global ID, their control system. This is it. And we cannot get distracted by the other other scandals. You notice we've barely been covering Afghanistan. You notice that, right?
Yep. We got to pick our hill and we got to do it, man. And if we're the only ones doing it right, then we just need to keep doing it right. And
hey, tell me the ivermectin story real quick.
My aunt is several states away. She finally got talked into getting the COVID jab. She was immediately sick with COVID. Was sick for 4 days. Got tested positive for COVID. She wanted nothing to do with the hospital because she knew that they got her. She just knew she shouldn't have got the shot and that they got her. And I drove to 2 states away with horse pace. When I got there, her pulse ox was 90. It took her 3 days. She's 100% better.
Good job. Now warn others and save others from these killers. Good job, Caleb. We'll be back with our special guest in 60 seconds. Stay with us. People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, MyPillows. My original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction. And that's free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make
products, it's amazing. The cost is not high and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. You've got so many great products and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a major whistleblower, Dr. Judy A. Mikovits. Spent 20 years in the National Cancer Institute, worked for Dr. Francis W. Rossetti and one of the founding fathers of human retrovirology, and has co-authored more than 40 scientific papers. She's co-founded and directed the first, and I'm not going to go over all of her bio, Institute using a systems biology approach, 2006. Dr. Mikovits lives in Southern California with her husband, David. PlagueTheBook.com, her new book just came out, Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption. And she joins us to talk about what she's gone through. She was politically persecuted by Fauci. She blew the whistle on Fauci. And so she can start wherever she wants, with her experience, what she witnessed, where we are now, where she sees all this going. You know, she went public a year and a half ago, and people said, oh, she's alarmist. But now you've seen she was dead on. She's been vindicated yet again. So, doctor, thank you for joining us. It's great to have you here during these insane times where now they say they want us to have shots every 5 months to leave our houses. And it's all run by the Rockefeller Foundation. World IDs are being announced. We have videos of police dogs tearing people's faces off in the UK for being outside and police running people over with cars and horses in Australia and Germany. I mean, this is just a worldwide tyranny. And I know you've been on the inside and blew the whistle about it. So please give us your first big picture take and then take us wherever you want to go. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alice. Well, the first big picture take is really that our book, Ending Plague, is Dr. Rossetti's the first time he's talked in 40 years about Fauci, Gallo, and this plague of corruption that has really gripped our country for more than 40 years, killing innocent people, starting with HIV/AIDS. And we see this scenario and the same game plan play out over and over again. I don't care whether it's Ebola in 2014, Zika in 17. We all have known, and we've known since my first interaction with Tony Fauci in 1984, when he then took Luc Montagnier's isolation and discovery of HIV and its association with AIDS, and he corrupted that to take away the testing so that the testing didn't get to the victims and the most susceptible communities for decades. And as you'll see in our latest book, in fact, the misogyny, I guess I'll call it, or the discrimination against women, children, denied treatment for any of these diseases being marginalized, called chronic fatigue syndrome, when in fact what we now know is that the animal contaminants that have contaminated the blood supply for more than 40 years and have contaminated vaccines. So the whole idea is you can't grow viruses, the antigens for viral vaccines, in animal cell lines and inject them directly into people without causing damage. So the important part of where the good news about all of this, and I heard your last two callers about the cancer, and that is our expertise. These viruses cause cancer. They're associated with cancer. The XMRVs that we discovered have a protein called syncytin, and syncytin is the envelope or part of the spike protein that has been engineered into SARS-CoV-2, into this vaccine. Again, SARS-CoV-2 never caused COVID. It was always injected in animal cell lines like the Vero monkey kidney cell line where we grow our polio vaccines, the polio virus for our vaccines, and in the flu vaccines, as we knew in January 2020 from a very large study by Greg Wolf that showed if you got the flu vaccine in 2017 through 18, you were 36% more likely to be diagnosed with COVID. So these vaccines are not vaccines. They're chemotherapy. They're gene therapy. And in fact, the intention of Fauci and the top levels of the NIH, which is fully revealed in our book, Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption. The intention is to murder the tens of millions of people worldwide who are infected with HIV, XMRVs from their contaminated vaccines, Borrelia, Babesia, you know, the chronic Lyme disease, the explosion of autoimmune disease, Parkinson's disease, ALS. This can all be attributed to the contaminants and not just the viruses, but glyphosate, as we know from our friend Dr. Stephanie Seneff. But the great news is there are solutions. And ivermectin is potently anti-cancer. And yes, they are causing the cancer. The MLVs or the XMRVs mean murine leukemia causing viruses. Murine leukemia viruses.
Doctor, walk us through this, because there's literally thousands of AP, Reuters, even New York Times are like, hey, if you take the Moderna or Pfizer, you're going to think you have cancer in the lymph nodes and in your uterus, but it's no big deal. And in your breasts and other areas, it's no big deal. Doctors, if it looks like cancer, just don't treat it for 6 months. Well, then, I mean, Roger Stone's wife got the Pfizer. Within a month, a huge tumor grew under her arm, stage 4, lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's. And so you were warning of this a year and a half ago. Here it is. And now I've talked to the oncology wards. And other, they just say they're full of exploding cancers of the people that took it. So Fauci knew this is super bold. Explain what this so-called shot is doing and why. I've seen my studies at UT he funded in 2012 where it caused not just blood clots but cancers. And the scientist said, don't use this as a human vaccine. He then runs out and gets it and uses it. I mean, I'm no top scientist that work with him like you, but I mean, this is just totally premeditated.
Correct, because I led the lab of antiviral drug mechanisms in 1999 through 2001. And before going to direct Epygenics Pharmaceuticals cancer biology program, where we knew these mechanisms right then and there, you express the envelope, the spike protein of a murine leukemia virus related virus, XMRV, or our own gamma retrovirus known as HERV-W, human endogenous retrovirus doubling. You're injecting the envelope protein. The envelope protein alone that our colleagues, the Rossettis, have known, and their research back at the National Cancer Institute started June 10, 1980. So for 20 years, we knew expression of syncytin, the envelope protein alone, cause cancer. That is in the spike protein of these vaccines. You you are injecting the blueprint to drive cancer. And we know it and we've seen it. And in fact, unfortunately, my own daughter-in-law was killed. And died 2 weeks ago from a cancer she was diagnosed with in April of 2020. And I can say you can't kill a healthy 40-year-old woman faster than the oncologist killed her here in L.A. And they refused for months to give her ivermectin. I sent them dozens of papers showing ivermectin is anti-cancer, anti-metastasis. We understand the syncytia are fused cells. What is a tumor? Fused clumps of cells. What is a blood clot? Fused red blood cells. Syncytin is Velcro. It causes fusion of cells. We've known that fact for 40 years.
Doctor, I know a bunch of young people, like you said, 30, 40, 50. That's young. I'm almost 50. They take it and suddenly get cancer a month later. I mean, this, and then they say, oh, it can give you tumors. No big deal. Don't worry about those tumors. I mean, this is insane. And in the rat studies, as you know, they got tumors as well. So right. I'm going to ask you, doctor, where this is all going. We'll talk about your book and so much more. Leading scientist whistleblower joins us live. Everything she predicted now coming true.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've talked to so many medical doctors that are on air, also off air. The thing that really woke them up was the suppression of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. They can go read all the hundreds of mainline studies and the Japanese studies and the U.S. studies and the British studies and know that it's so, you know, good at stopping what's happening. And then to see the suppression of it. So we have a major whistleblower, Dr. Judy A. Mikovits. She is the lady that first over a year and a half ago began exposing things. She went up against Fauci. He literally came after her. She can go into the history if she wants or what's currently happening or what's going on. But they've also got the new book, Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation, An Age of Corruption. Everybody should get it right now. PlagueTheBook.com. But this is a shorter segment. Long segment's coming up, then another segment. Every amount of time is so precious. For those that don't know from the studies, because you're not just a doctor, you're a research scientist, a virologist, why does ivermectin work so good? Explain that in layman's terms. I can show Japanese national press conferences, and I can show, you know, Oxford studies, but why does it work so good?
Layman's terms is difficult, but it works so well because it works on your immune system. It's not directly an anti-parasite. It doesn't just kill bugs in a test tube. It tells your immune system how to restore balance, your functional adaptive T-cell immune response. So when we inject, you know, a pathogen indirectly into the blood, you bypass your type 1, your innate immune responses, type 1 interferons, glutathione, things that normally just gobble up mRNA viruses, just like a Pac-Man gobbles up RNA viruses. When you inject it, you're shifting to what we call a Th2, a functional Th2 response, and the cytokines are very different. So they shift away to where they're looking for parasites. They're looking for worms, helminths, its cytokines, IL-4, IL-5, IL-10. I know that's not ordinary speak, but by now, physicians, people everywhere know what a functional adaptive type 2 T-cell response is. So ivermectin allows you to shift back and say, no, no, we've got this under control. We've silenced any activated fungal infections, microbial infections, and we're going to go back and direct all our immune tissue and all our immune response towards the type 1 interferon responses, the innate immune responses that are right there at all of your mucosal surfaces. And this is it, and it won the Nobel Prize in 2015 for its broad antimicrobial effects. And my whole career is how do viruses cause cancer by dysregulating the natural, the innate, and adaptive immune response. That was my PhD thesis that ultimately changed the paradigm for treating HIV/AIDS because they were targeting the T cell. They were targeting the functional type 2 responses.
And now let me throw this at you because I've seen the medical studies. I've heard a bunch of clips of doctors, but I'm ignorant. I'm not a scientist like you. Why are they saying the Pfizer and Moderna shots, even their own people brag, are turning off just one shot, one third of the killer T's? What's going on there?
Well, I can't tell you from a standpoint of data, and that's all I speak to, because I haven't been, nobody's been privy to independent data and analysis of the T-cell responses. We do know that this is why we use ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. They're subtly different as far as their mechanism of action, but they restore the appropriate functional T-cell responses. And I'll be giving a lecture on all of this on Thursday, September 6th. Second live in Thousand Oaks at Godspeak Church, where we'll be doing Autism One, because Autism One, the conference, has been ahead of the curve the entire time, showing how to treat these neuroimmune and diseases and cancer, and they're the same pathways. This is why, you know, supplements like you just showed, like your fabulous turmeric supplement, like quercetin, like these the foods, the minerals, we're so depleted in minerals by the toxins in our soil. So natural products, this is the big victory, why your show is so important, why the InfoWars and the supplement wars is we've won. We don't care what Tony Fauci does anymore.
Well, I was about to say, you're saying the answer, that's why they're so desperate in trying to block natural treatments, is the answer is just information, people discovering what's happening. But let me just ask you this. You knew Fauci. You blew the whistle. He came after you. They've had international TV shows. They've tried to discredit you. I looked up what you said about him. He definitely did horrible stuff with HIV, suppressed treatments, like you said. Who's behind him, and why is this little monster so politically bulletproof? And obviously, Big Pharma is launching this to try to take over society, to bring in a global cashless system, global IDs, world government. I mean, they admit this is their vehicle to total power. I just can't believe they've gotten so many people in government on board.
Well, they've been on board forever. Who's behind him? Robert Redfield, Deborah Birx, who destroyed the lives of our military testing their HIV vaccine back in the 90s, got away with those crimes, fabricating the literature, you know, everything about HIV AIDS for the first 12 years was Bob Gallo and Tony Fauci led. You know, Bob Gallo was the one who created all of this, and the two of them teamed up, and that's what you'll read, and then convinced then-President Ronald Reagan, this who got credit for HIV. Who got credit? Who got fame, fortune, and money for the diagnostic testing? You know, that was the fight between France and the United States. He poisoned patients with AZT, as you're showing now, using it at the wrong dose, refusing type 1 interferons, refusing peptide T, natural products, all the subject of the movies the band played on in the Dallas Fires Club. This was my entire life. And I didn't just come out a year ago. This is the third book in a series that started when we realized the gamma retroviruses, the third family of human retrovirus diseases that were caused by the gain of function studies, which continue and have always been going on. I did those studies at Fort Detrick. This is really bio warfare.
Well, before we come back to get into all that, Doctor, and you got to come back sometime for a commercial-free podcast. Those have millions of viewers as well, and then you're not getting stopped by the radio ads that we have to run here, but just answer this for me. On a scale of 1 to 10, it seems as a layman that this new global rollout is a much more deadly shot, that the level of death and disease and cancer just has escalated. I mean, I'm familiar with the experimental anthrax shots, experimental HIV, the carnage there, everything you exposed, but am I right saying that it's just exponentially worse?
Absolutely. This is the three deadliest plandemics of our time, HIV, XMRV, and SARS, all rolled into one shot. All you need is the spike protein, and it's that synthetic spike protein that is this deadly epidemic that affect 13 million Americans that Fauci and WHO, every level of our government, has covered up since AIDS in the 80s, and the true causes and the true solutions.
So is this not the greatest crime ever committed against humanity? Billions injected, which they admit has the HIV spike protein, everything, injected with this Franken creature.
Correct. But the answer is simple. Not another shot ever, and we can cure it with everything you're talking about today, and I am as well. It's all in.
Stay there. Then I want to ask you, Doctor, why do they want these boosters every 5 to 6 months? I mean, wow. We're going to come right back with Dr. Judy A. Mikovits. PlagueTheBook.com. PlagueTheBook.com. Get the book. She is a fighter. She has been persecuted. She has been attacked. She has been literally a political prisoner. And she is vindicated. We'll be right back.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time, support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin mineral fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have: your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm here live. The War Room's coming up at 3 p.m. today with Owen Schroyer. We've got a big guest host in the fourth hour. Dr. Judy A. Mikovits is our guest. She worked in cancer research, vaccine research, Fort Detrick, Maryland, NIH, CDC, highest levels with Fauci, blew the whistle. PlagueTheBook.com is the new book. It's life and death to get the book and to read it and then share it with others. And Plandemic came out over a year ago. I mean, like 15, 16 months ago, and totally predicted what would then unfold. And then, of course, she got demonized and attacked. But now we're seeing a replay of everything that Fauci and these criminal groups of eugenicists have done before, but on a wider scale. So you were cut off by the break. You were saying, I worked in Fort Detrick. I know about cancer. I know what this is going to do. And if you're a radio listener, we're just putting mainstream news articles up about, oh, you get the shot, you get cancer, but it's no big deal. At least COVID doesn't get you. And then so many people that I know in the hospital have taken the shot, and they say they have COVID, and they're trying to suppress those numbers. So you got the floor for the next 25 minutes till this hour is over. Please continue.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is they've used the same playbook and the same game plan for the last, in my experience now, the last 40 years. So, and I first learned of the depths of the plague of corruption in 2011, and that's the subject of our first book, Plague. And we were actually going to talk to you, Alex, in October of 2019, when our book, Plague of Corruption, was supposed to come out, was supposed to publish. And the publication of that was delayed. I'm not sure why, but God, as I used to say, or like to say, God has a sense of humor. So it didn't publish until April 14th of 2020. And it reads like prophecy. And Mickey Willis's film, Plandemic, was actually a promotional video for that book. It was supposed to be a short promotional video. As he said in the talk, he met me a few years earlier. We were taught, my friend, we go into all of this in our book, Ending Plague, and show how really, this is the big thing, the censorship of news, the censorship of information, the censorship of the fact that there are simple, safe solutions to this, that and they played this exact same playbook. You know, so I disagree with you on subtle points. You know, these folks are stupid. They play the same playbook over and over and over again, as if we're all just going to sit there and take it and watch our families die, as if there are no scientists with integrity. That's what Ending Plague is about. What is a scholar's obligation in an age of corruption? Not only to produce the knowledge to end human suffering, which a PhD must do, understand why something's not working, there's a reason, understand how to use a drug or a supplement or nutritional more favorably in susceptible populations. This is what my entire life is, natural products, curing and preventing cancer. So hydroxychloroquine is a vaccine. Tony Fauci wrote it himself in a paper in 2005. Tony Fauci wrote it himself again in 2015. Hydroxychloroquine stopped the deadly Ebola outbreak that Tony Fauci released from Fort Detrick in the summer of 2014, as you were saying at the opening this show, during the Obama administration, to cover up the fact that of the movie Vaxxed, of the confection of the CDC employee William Thompson, who confessed that they'd cover up that MMR given to little black Hispanic and Native American boys of color before the year they were 3 years old, literally giving MMR, three RNA viruses in a single vaccine, giving that shot before little black boys were 3 years old. They had 2 to 4 times the risk of getting autism, of neurodevelopmental disease, cancer in their parents, in the military, hormone-driven cancers. We understood the mechanisms. We knew the biomarkers. They've covered them up forever. And so the Ebola that was released, murdering 21,000 innocent people in Sierra Leone, people of color, was released from Fort Detrick. It was similar to, and they're not released into the air. They're shipped in little vials in cell lines. They're called vaccines. They're fermented in large fermenters. This is what we describe, the nitty-gritty details, how the sausage is made. You know, that's what I do. I make drugs. I make natural products into therapies. And yet the industry, the oncology industry, pushes pushes these deadly drugs just as every other part of the medical community.
And, Doc, let me just back you up, because the Rockefellers by the 20s, I read this in mainline history books, isolated that most cancer was being delivered by natural viruses. So they got obsessed with that, learned how to capture it. Even the movie JFK shows that down in New Orleans, the CIA was developing in a whole lab how to give people cancer via vaccines, like they did Jack Ruby. And so this goes on and on. This is something they're obsessed with. And then for those that don't know, in the 1960s even, scientists would get on an airplane, and I've read this in mainline books, and fly across the country to see a child with cancer. Now I go to the mall, a third of the kids look like they're dying of cancer, and I ask the parents, yeah, they got cancer. So how did we go from none of our children having cancer to it being everywhere? Well, it's viral. Is that correct?
Well, it's viral and microbial, and we've injected these viruses because all liability was removed. We've injected them in every single vaccine, MMR. We're injecting RNA viruses. We're injecting, I can send you or provide for your listeners the slideshows that show you these viruses, deadly HIV relatives, simian immune deficiency virus, SV40. This is what Bobby Kennedy's brilliant forward in our book, A Plague of Corruption, discussed, the 40 years. The knowledge that we've injected. This is infection and disease by injection. The cancer has exploded as the schedule of the CDC has increased because no liability is there at all. No liability, no testing. The Informed Consent Action Network and Dell Bigtree showed at the end of 2019. All of these dates are critical. The end of 2019, they got caught. They got caught by the movies. They got caught by Children's Health Defense. They got caught by many other heroes like Brian Hooker.
I agree. They were desperate. And in 2019, they had that emergency UN meeting on vaccines with the head vax of the WHO in Switzerland. And she says, we've got a wobbly first line. Everybody's waking up. We've got to suspend the vaccines. And all our experts agreed. And so they doubled down now with this.
Correct. And they fabricated it, just like they fabricated. So they had no solution because they didn't have their deadly virus. The Ebola outbreak was stopped by a smart doctor using hydroxychloroquine in 2014. So it doesn't matter the variant. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, quercetin, zinc, turmeric, minerals, amino acids, the glutathione, vitamin C, vitamin D, the solutions are all there. So America, the world needs to wake up and literally just put these criminals in jail. But before that, no more. Not another shot. It's my body. You will not inject anything. I'm a lab worker, 20 year. I got infected. It's called nosocomial spread. In 2010, I seroconverted to the deadly lung cancer causing XMRV family, neuroimmune disease causing lymphoma, leukemia. I seroconverted, have high levels of protein in my blood at that time in 2010. Have the data. It's in our papers. It's in our talks. I'm not sick, am I? I'm just fine, but never again. I never got a shot. We got a choice of getting a hepatitis B vaccine when I worked with patients with HIV directly. You never wear a mask. It's called hypoxia inducible factor 1 alpha. It's a blowtorch on cancer. So if everybody wants to end the plague of corruption once and for all, stop listening to Satan. Restore your faith in the promise of science by trusting your God-given human immune endocannabinoid purinergic metabolism system. Go back. No more GMOs. No more toxic food, as you're showing. No more. Don't play their game. Don't go near your doctor. Don't go
near. That's right. There are eugenicists that say they want to kill us, and Bill Gates runs it all. Doctors, stay there. Dr. Judy Mikovits, I'm just blown away by this lady. We've been trying to get her on for years. Here she is.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale. Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
She's doing a big presentation on the 2nd, Southern California, but she's going to join us for an hour commercial-free podcast that goes so viral, pun intended, with us sometime in the week of the 6th. Dr. Judy A. Mikovits is our guest, PlagueTheBook.com. The book comes out today. It's in hard copy, and the foreword is by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is such a great patriot as well. And look, I saw this a year and a half ago as a failure forward, and them covering up their previous failures with a new, even bigger power grab. I'm concerned what the next big power grab is going to be and how they're going to cover up all the cancer and death. Well, they just manipulate the hospitals and have them blame the, quote, unvaccinated. But I have all the studies right here that it's the vaccinated are clearly shedding something off. But I like how your doctor talking about solutions, like vitamin D, like ivermectin, like things like this, that the system is fighting so hard to cover up. And then on your side, it's all the scientists and doctors and studies. On their side, it's Rachel Maddow making fun of us. I'm just really not even mad at Rachel Maddow or the Young Turks and people attacking me by name, saying I'm an evil demon, telling people to take horse-based. I mean, I really feel sorry for them that for money, because, you know, everybody's been offered money to sell out and promote this big pharma takeover, that literally for a few pieces of silver, they've done this. And I agree with you. There's no way they're going to get away with this. This is what psychos always do when they're cornered. They double down. And I see the world really waking up, and all my sources say the same thing. I think that this is going to blow up in their face. What do you think?
Absolutely. And my passion is to educate those doctors, those oncologists that sat in there and said, oh, no, we tested. She doesn't have it. But you don't do the test. Look at the immune system. She doesn't have a parasitic infection. We won't use ivermectin. You know, we'll just keep giving her chemotherapy. You know, I forgive them. And, you know, what I'm trying to do in my world is learn to find a way to explain this, because to wake up these hardcore people who have been indoctrinated, that's why the second part of Plandemic, Indoctrination, which aired with David Martin and Mickey Willis August 18th of 2020. That's why that was so important. They walk you through how we as a country, as a nation, as a world have been fooled. And what we have to do right now is every one of us wake up, speak the truth in love, and teach the doctors. We didn't make a mistake. You know, the reason I say we didn't make a mistake, because we knew. We knew the spike alone causes disease. That's what we were told all the way through 2020. So why were we so foolish as to allow someone to inject the spike protein, a synthetic virus, synthetic lipid nanobar? It's a virus. They injected you with billions of copies of a synthetic virus that can't be broken down by the immune system. We can tell if you have vaccine COVID, do the correct PCR. You will do the PCR looking only for the spike protein, or look for antibodies. You can do an antibody test, proteins, immunoblot. Look for the spike protein alone. You won't find the core of a coronavirus. You won't find the structural proteins of a coronavirus.
That's why all these universities have never isolated a whole virus. It's only the shell.
Correct, but that's what you've injected. So if you want to know if the people are sick in your hospitals with vaccine COVID that was transmitted from a healthcare worker, no healthcare worker wants to make their cancer patient sick, and yet they're wearing a mask and blowing the particles on cancer patients in hospitals with totally compromised immune systems and killing them with fluid in the lungs. You mentioned Roger Stone's wife in the lung cancer. Ivermectin's an answer. Call them up, tell them. Ivermectin's an answer for her.
Doctors won't even let him get near her. It's incredible.
Correct. Neither would the doctors let us near our daughter-in-law. It's incredible. They will not let you use a safe, effective therapy. They wouldn't let us try. They wouldn't let you the right to try. But see, when we say the doctors wouldn't let us near us, then it's up to us. No, thank you. Don't go there.
So No, I agree. They keep acting like they're God. So let's expand on this. One hospital will give the ivermectin. They have great success, but the Japanese exposed. And then the next hospital won't. So the good news is there are a lot of hospitals getting it, but now we're learning they're persecuting doctors that actually do this. I mean, this is crazy.
Correct. So we have to get out of the system. We have to encourage doctors to get out of their system and create our own. No more health insurance, no more money, no more taxes, no more free flu shot at Bonds. They're not free, folks. They're killing it. They're destroying our country. You know, it's time, if no one took another shot ever, and they are all deadly. Every viral vaccine has coronaviruses. Every viral vaccine has recombinants of HIV, SIV, XMRV. Every flu shot could be the last shot you get, could kill you.
Absolutely. I know so many women that go on trips, my wife's friends and stuff, that would like go to Vietnam or go and take some vaccines, and a year later they're dead. Why is it always lung cancer? These women don't even smoke, but it's so many women I know that are young that I go to their funerals where they just get lung cancer now.
We see the pathogenesis in the pathways because a lot, and you just want to correct you briefly, Bobby Kennedy's foreword was our book Plague of Corruption, which came out April 14th of 2020.
Sure, I just saw a quote him plugging your new book here, so.
And so what Bobby shows in that forward is simian virus 40. Simian virus 40 contaminated, and it's a lung cancer causing virus. And so the more vaccines you get, the more, not just SV40, what SV40 means is that's the 40th virus that was found. You know, think about the variants in the sequences. Not all human immune deficiency viruses that are associated with any kind of disease. That's why they can't be causative. You know, so the variants are all in the shots all along.
And by the way, you're not just saying this. I saw FDA documents from the 70s where they estimated 100 million Americans were infected with SV40 from the liquid polio.
Correct. And this is what Bobby did so well in that forward. And this has been known for decades. And that is a virus associated with a type of lung cancer called mesothelioma. But the XMRV families have variants that are associated with a deadly it has nothing to do with it.
So, Doc, let me raise this. What about all these new mystery lung illnesses and CDC warns the potential fall outbreak of rare polio-like illness? Well, I've already talked to nurses and doctors. They say already they're seeing thousands of kids just in Texas that are paralyzed, but they won't say it's polio, and the word is it's their parents were vaccinated. What's going on there?
This has been going on for 5, maybe 10 years, and every case of polio caused in our country and perhaps our world is caused by the vaccine. You injected the viruses. It's a different strain. It's a different variant. So the CDC won't call it polio. The CDC renamed it as acute flaccid myelitis. It's polio, clinically indistinguishable. That this is what people have to understand. For 40 years, it's been infection by injection. These aren't new diseases. You know, this was the important things of our discoveries. We discovered, oh my God, how many new viruses has we created by injecting animal tissues, aborted fetal tissues from other humans into individuals. It's not one new virus, how many old diseases, as John Coffin wrote in a paper, an opinion paper that published our 2000, that published in the journal Science, but when our groundbreaking, paradigm shifting, world global pandemic ending paper published October 8th of 2009. And that family of viruses was associated with lung cancers, with all of these things. And the explosion, the big discovery was how many new viruses have we created by directly injecting animal and aborted fetal tissue, other people's viruses.
And let's expand on that. Bill Gates and Fauci write books saying there's too many people, so they're doing this on purpose.
Correct, and have been for decades.
Wow. Doc, just incredible interview. And I've got to go to break. If you can do 5 more minutes the next hour, that little short segment, if you've got to go, I understand. But I can't wait to read the book. We've had a lot of great guests on, but you've been the most on target, the most hardcore, because all I do is read news. And everything you're saying, the crew just types in and pulls up mainstream news. What's incredible is everything you're saying is actually admitted. The public is just ignorant of it.
And the data are supported. I'm a scientist. I speak only data. I'll give you my opinion offline, but nothing I said isn't backed up by a reference in one of the 3 books in our thousands of pages, including direct emails from Tony Fauci and
hold on, we got to go to break for 2 minutes. You'll have 5 minutes to finish up on Fauci, and then you say you're going to come on sometime next week for a full hour commercial free. Wow. Folks, this interview's got to go viral. I know there are probably 2 million people watching right now. If you'll all decide to go to Bandai Video tonight or freeworldnews.tv, and grab this once it's archived and just share it and tell people to share it, it'll get 5 million views. I want to stop these monsters. I want to send them to prison. And we can do it. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.